News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has given Jamaica high marks for the country's performance under the standby arrangement to date. In its recently released executive board review, the IMF says program implementation remains strong, with public debt firmly on a downward trajectory. The report adds that all quantitative performance criteria and structural benchmarks for the end of December 2017 were met, and strong program implementation continues to anchor macroeconomic stability. The review also showed projections for public debt to be under 100% of GDP by the end of March 2019, noting that external borrowing costs are at historical lows, while the unemployment rate is also at a 10-year low. The report adds that inflation and the current account are modest, and international reserves are at a comfortable level. In the meantime, the fund stated that formalizing the current inflation targeting regime will help entrench macroeconomic stability and promote growth. The executive board review also recommended that building the resilience of agriculture to weather-related events and investing in school attendance and youth training programs will improve growth and social outcomes. The first batch of apprentices engaged under the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program are to graduate by the middle of this year. That's the word from the National Coordinator, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman, who adds that the graduation ceremony will also be used to increase the level of awareness for the program.
I want to utilize that to give the program and the idea for the Hope and the Legs program more publicity, because it's not just about marketing to youth. Once it is put out there, the youth will sign up. And in fact, I'm actually oversubscribed at the moment for the opportunities that I have for them. I have to now market this to potential employers.
The apprentices are currently working in areas such as document digitization, maintenance, GIS mapping, vector control, and landscape management. The fleet of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has been expanded with the addition of 6 new emergency response units. The vehicles, 2 fire engines, 2 water tankers, and 2 fireboats were officially commissioned into service last week at the JFB Fireboat Station in Newport East, Kingston. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the acquisition forms part of the ministry's continued plans to modernize and outfit the Jamaica Fire Brigade, boosting its capacity to deliver critical services.
It represents an investment collectively of over some $385 million of equipment to the Jamaica Fire Brigade. We have 4 trucks now, 2 boats, the pumpers, and we have set aside $189 million to purchase more fire trucks.
One of the boats will serve the corporate area while the other will respond to emergencies in Western Jamaica. And Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says additional courtrooms are to be built on the public West building in downtown Kingston over the next 4 months as part of efforts to reduce case backlog and improve the efficiency of the judiciary. The scope of work under the project includes the renovation of existing facilities on the first and second floors of the building to establish 2 lounges, 3 courtrooms, and 13 judges' chambers. The Public West building houses the Court of Appeal and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions.
In 4 months' time, we will be meeting down at King Street to hand over the courts to you, the President of the Court of Appeal. The Court of Appeal in Jamaica is our highest court, and we need for the Court of Appeal to be able to deliver and complete their cases in an expeditious manner.
The improvement work is being undertaken by engineering contractors YPC and Associates Company Limited. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Motorist, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling at the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.